although I was a bit bummed about that because I have already plans on what to do during the break, which is nothing. Hey there, Zesties. You're tuning in to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please stay tuned. So Zesties, this has been a long-awaited episode because I have been talking about it for the past episodes. It's about a trip I thought I would never go to, nor I would ever like. Things really change, huh? So, I mentioned on the other week's episode that I'm going to talk about what I was up to during the holiday season, and it's something that I never dreamed of experiencing before. I knew that a lot of people, especially retirees all over the world, and it's also a very popular type of trip here in Australia, so a lot of people are loving this one, but I never really imagined that, you know, I would be experiencing it too. So I've also said to myself, why would people go for that trip? What do you do in it? Before I reveal what it is about Zesties, I'm going to pause for a moment and let you guess. 3, 2, 1. All right, time's up. So Zesties, we actually got gifted a cruise ship trip with Virgin Voyages. So it's not a sponsored trip by Virgin Voyages in any way, shape, or form. But we were lucky enough to be given this trip, so it's so cool. Honestly, at first, I wasn't thrilled. Because again, I never dreamed of myself going on a cruise at all. So when we got this free trip, I was like, oh, but not really excited that much. We didn't have plans for Christmas and New Year's as we wanted to enjoy and relish our new home. Especially that this is our first Christmas and New Year in the new place. So we haven't been able to decorate yet. So one of the weekends we planned to decorate, and my husband and I was looking on the website just to browse what type of trips there were on the Virgin Voyages website. And he stumbled upon a trip from Melbourne to Tasmania for 6 days, which seemed so perfect at that time because of the current circumstances, like being home for Christmas, although I was a bit bummed about that because I have already plans on what to do during the break, which is nothing. You know, when your mind is already made up and your plans needed to change, it's kind of like a bummer in a sense. But, you know, not complaining, right? Because the trade-off was a much better trade-off. But yes, we were very lucky indeed to be gifted this one. And thank you so much for the gift. Anyway, that was the least of our worries. And also, some companies here in Australia have a mandatory leave during Christmas break, so this worked out well for my husband. So immediately we booked the flight to Melbourne just 2 days before the trip, packed our bags, and voila. Honestly, I didn't have a lot of expectations just because I wasn't really a cruise fan in the first place. But when I set foot on the ship, ooh la la, it made me fall in love with it. And what I'm about to tell you is a story of me falling in love with the cruise in life. So the Virgin Voyages has an app, and all of the communications, restaurant bookings, and bills is done through the app. We had to arrive 2 hours before departure that we actually had designated times on when we can get on the ship. Also, we got a notification that prices are in USD. This wasn't much of a concern for us in a way that the price you paid for the cruise already includes your accommodation, food, and drinks, excluding alcoholic beverages. Other cruises have an all-in-one package, but the Virgin Voyages, I'm not really aware if they do have it. The cool thing about it is that we don't have to worry about gratuities as well, so that's really good. As I don't usually know how much to tip, and Australians are known for not tipping just because the labor here is quite decent and the waiters and waitresses earn a quite good amount of money. And also I don't bring cash with me, so, you know, it really worked out for the best. So I really like that feature. Another cool thing about this cruise is that it's an adults-only cruise. That means no crying children on the hallway, on the rooms, whatsoever. So just fun, good old time for adults. Also, before the trip, you are requested to upload your passport photo and details on the app so that when docking on the ship, you are good to go. They will give you a wristband that serves as the key to your cabin, so it's quite fancy and quite modern, right? And for you to pay, approve the bill for any extra beverage you ordered, like alcoholic drinks or freshly pressed juices or barista coffee. Not to mention that drip coffee is actually free and, you know, you can have as many as you want, but barista coffee you have to pay. And it's quite good actually, because even though the prices are in USD, the prices are quite comparable if you convert it to Australian dollars. So it's not really like you're getting ripped off even if you're on the cruise, right? So it's pretty good. So then we went to our cabin. We got the Sea Terrace cabin where you have a little balcony with a hammock. So I really love that setup. The ship is very new and it's newly launched in Australia, so everything is very modern. I have to say that the cabin was very comfortable, quite surprisingly. There are other cabin options like the Insider, which doesn't have the terrace, or the higher end ones like the Rockstar Quarters, where you get to have your own butler. So there are many options to choose from that will fit your budget. So before I tell you what happened during the trip, I want to share some tips or heads up before we go further on to my story. So the first one is book your restaurant in advance. Yes, Zesties, there are a lot of restaurants on the ship that need to be booked. You can rock up as well, but getting a reservation is better so that you are set for the night. Some of the restaurants are only open for dinner, some for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but it is recommended to try out different types of restaurants and not to double book the same restaurant during the trip. Because the trip is for 6 days for us, you can definitely try out different restaurants without the need of booking the same restaurant. Although, I'm not sure how it works if it's a longer trip, because we've noticed that if we try to book the same restaurant, because you know you have your favorite restaurants, right? It doesn't let you book it. So I'm not sure how it works if it would have been on a longer trip, because if it would be like 14 days, there isn't really 14 types of restaurants on the trip. So there might be changes, there are adjustments. Although there are restaurant profiles that fit our style better, I have to say that all of them are so good. So you have to try them all. We have our favorites just because of the type of cuisine. So it's a matter of personal preference, but again, everything was so good. Not all restaurants are bookable, and there is a food court type of area where there are several eateries and again, different cuisines to choose from. And I really love that they don't have a buffet. So if you're a fan of buffet, you might get disappointed, but I am not a fan of buffet. Just because there's a lot of wastage of food if there are buffets, and I feel like having a food court type of style where someone will serve the food for you with a proper portion would have lesser wastage as well. And you can go back anytime, you can stock up and stuff. It's just that someone will serve the food based on like the recommended portions, but you can ask them like, and you can have more and stuff like that. So instead of a buffet, you have this food court style, which is open 24 hours for most of the eateries, and you can just rock up whenever you want. And the food is very delicious too. And also, I think the advantage of not having a buffet is also, aside from the wastage, is the hygiene. Because when other people just get their, get that common utensil to put on their plates, and, you know, it's very, not really unhygienic, but, you know, like, because different people use the same serving, you know, spoon and stuff. So it's not really, that's why I don't like it. So it's better that just the professionals, which they have their own gloves and stuff that will serve it for you. The second one is people do wear matchy Hawaiian shirts. So don't be shocked when you see couples wearing Hawaiian style shirts or any matchy outfit for that matter. It's totally normal in a cruise and you do you. So I really love it because you can just whatever you want and no one will judge you for it. And there are also shows. I might be able to talk briefly later on, but I don't want to spoil you that much about it. So there are shows like pajama parties, So you can be on your pajama while, you know, partying, right? So that's so cool. And so speaking of you do you, people do dress up a lot on a cruise ship. And just because you're in a ship doesn't mean you always just have to wear tropical. So Zesties, there are a bunch of shows, as I mentioned earlier, and activities in the cruise, which really took my breath away. So think of theater shows in a ship, you know, how people in inland dress up when they watch a theater show. So yes, you do that on the cruise ship too. Some restaurants also have a fine dining style, a fine dining vibe. So you might want to dress up for the occasion. It makes you feel good. And I'm not saying always go on a gown, but you know, perhaps you can wear your favorite little black dress or your favorite suit, anything that makes you feel beautiful and fancy for the night. Another thing that you need to watch out for is for pineapples. So, did you know that pineapples are a symbol of hospitality? But cruise ships take it up a notch. Pineapples are a code for swinging, and sticking an upside down pineapple on your cabin doors is seen as enticing other couples into joining your adult fun. Ooh, that's just got steamy, hey? So people even stick those little pineapples while you're dancing on the nightclub. And yes, the cruise ship has a nightclub. This is an adult cruise, remember? So I was given a heads up about this by one of my colleagues who are a cruise expert so that I knew what to look out for. Not that I want to participate, oh no, but I'm curious to see what those pineapples look like. But to my dismay, I didn't see any during my cruise. Although I saw another article actually about the voyage between Sydney to Tasmania, and these things do happen. Maybe it wasn't on my, you know, side of the ship, because I've been looking out for it like when going past to different cabins to our cabin, but so far I didn't see any upside down pineapples. So because the ship is quite modern, so I'm not quite sure how people can stick the pineapples anyway. There might be some other ways they did it, but for sure in the area where I was staying, that those set of cabins, I didn't see anything. I should have looked at other cabins, but other floors. I think there was 15 floors, as far as I can remember. And next up, Zesties, try out a lot of activities. It's free, so why not? Although there are some gala that you have to pay for $50, or activities like coffee workshop or something that costs $35, which is quite reasonable, I have to say, but most of the shows and activities are practically free, so you might as well enjoy them. This is actually my favorite part of the cruise. I love that there are so many things to do and so many shows to see, you wouldn't get bored. So we tried a dance class where the teacher teaches the group popular 90s dance choreography. And in the end, you get to perform it with your group. That was so fun. I don't want to say exactly what the dance is so that you Zesties, if you ever want to try it and experience it, then there's still an element of surprise. But that was so fun. There's also a posture class, several trivia activities, Western type of karaoke, which was actually it was my first time to try a Western style of karaoke. And for those who know or who may not know that Western type of karaoke, that means that you have to sing the karaoke in front of a crowd, like strangers, not on a private room. In contrast to, you know, Asian style of karaoke where you're on a private room with your friends, it's much more laid back and still a little bit private just because you're in a private room. But the Western type is like you're in a bar, there is a karaoke machine, you face the crowd, not even facing the TV itself, and then you sing it. It's quite nerve-wracking, actually. And what I sang was, I think it was a Britney Spears song for some reason. But yeah, it was quite nerve-wracking, even though I'm kind of like, quote-unquote, an expert of karaoke, like the Asian style. But singing in front of a crowd, which I haven't done in a long time since I left the Philippines, it was quite scary, but fun at the same time. And there was a scavenger hunt as well, an activity about perfumes, because I love perfumes. And again, We also watch different types of shows, musicals as well. So many acrobatics. I was so surprised and very impressed. As I mentioned, there was a Western type of karaoke, but I didn't know that there was an Asian style. So, oh my God, I only learned about it like when we're almost, midway through the trip. I mean, there's still time, but if I would have known on the first day, then I would have gone there every day of my trip, right? So, yeah, I was so happy to find that private karaoke room. And the problem with it is you cannot book it in advance. So you just have to rock up and sign your name on the day, and then you get in, and you know maybe like you have an hour most of the time, and then come back again. So, because as I mentioned earlier, I wasn't that interested on the cruise ship on the first instance, just because I didn't know that it's actually a very awesome trip, a type of activity. So yeah, it was, oh my God, it was so good, because you'll have the room by yourself, and of course my husband doesn't really sing. So I have the room for the whole hour of almost like 2 days, I guess. That was two or 3 days. So yeah, it was so fun. I really felt elated because I haven't been to a lot of karaoke here in Australia. Not because there aren't any. There are a lot, actually, and especially Australia has a lot of Asian communities. But you just don't get to go as much as, like, unlike in the Philippines, where back in the day, like when I was still working on a European shift where we clock off 12 a.m. or 1 a.m., the thing to do is just go to a karaoke. And yeah, those were fun times. Anyway, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And the scavenger hunt was also so fun. Good thing we already explored the ship before we entered that scavenger hunt, and we got acquainted with the area, so it was a bit easier to find which areas were being pointed to from the riddle. And because we are a competitive couple, we won this hunt in 40 minutes and we got free drinks. So, by the way, the ship is so big and had a lot of different areas. So I was pretty proud of us that we won it, because some of the people, you know, after the scavenger hunt, they told us they weren't sure that we were part of the scavenger hunt, because we were just, you know, strolling around, and they were like, you know, running to get the photo, because you need to take a photo as evidence that you found the answer to the riddle. So, but we were just strolling and stuff. So it was pretty good. And yes, finally, I think this is the main event of the trip. It's called the Scarlet Night. This is basically kind of like the culminating party of the cruise, which happens on the last night of the cruise. So fifth night of the six nights, basically. So the Scarlet Night is basically an excuse to party. But what I loved about it is it has a story behind it. And as much as I itch to tell you what the story is about, Zesties, I actually don't want to tell you. I'll keep you in suspense, because I want you to experience it yourselves, you know, and have that element of surprise. What is the Scarlet Night about? But it has a story behind, and there's a lot of singing and dancing by the staff. They are so good. And yeah, highly recommend. And I really don't want to spoil too much about the trip, just because I want you to experience the Virgin Voyages trip. Get to experience it firsthand and, you know, still be surprised with the details that I left out. So yes, those were the gist and the highlights of my trip, actually. And I really, really enjoyed it. And it's been a long time since, I think it was like 2-3 months ago that it happened. And I only had the chance to really indulge myself in telling you how the trip has been. So yeah, I highly recommend, if you ever get the chance, if you have the, you know, leave days and the money to spend at least once in a lifetime, try it. Because there are several trips, not only in Australia, it goes to the US and Europe as well. So there's still a lot of chances. So yes, Zesties, I hope you have enjoyed listening to me recall and relive the memories of my Christmas cruise ship. And if you like the podcast and if you like this episode, please do rate the podcast and share to your friends. share it on social media. It will definitely help a lot. And if you have episode recommendations, please do email gleefultalkshow@gmail.com or send me a DM on my socials. And again, thank you so much for our patrons and Jem for always been supporting us. For everyone who has been here since day one or midday or however it is, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast. It has been more than 2 years that the podcast has launched, and there has been a lot of changes. And recently this year, I did mention that there might be a slight change in the schedule for which I will publish episodes, but I hope you will bear with me. Soon I will be able to share more details on that, but it's really much more of a personal thing. I still do have the Nerdy Fans podcast. If you're into movies, TV shows, and especially anime, that goes every month. So please do watch out for that as well. So Zesties, again, thank you so much for your time and listening to me. And I hope to hear from you as well. If you have more episode recommendations or any feedback, I would welcome them with open arms. And so again, I'll see you next time and have a gleeful life.